This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, fabulously taking great care of us, so we always appreciate that. He'll make sure the podcast is up and running shortly after our interview with Carol Wayne White is on the line. She's a professor, has a PhD, is a presidential professor of philosophy and religion at Bucknell University. She's interim director of the Griot Institute on campus. It's the Griot Institute for the Study of Black Lives and Cultures at Bucknell. Good morning, Carol. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for this invitation to join you.
I really do appreciate it. I know there's a lot going on up there with performances and talks and really looking into history and black lives and making sure that sort of the Africana studies is really brought up and you know, sort of presented in a way that's available to everybody. If you would review for our audience what the Griot Institute is at Bucknell, we'll get into their spring program and some performances.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. And I would love to also say to your audience that we hope you will join us, not just for the Griot performances and programs, but for many of our other institutes on campus. So, the Griot Institute for the Study of Black Lives and Cultures basically was established in 2010 through the Office of the Provost. And it serves to showcase and investigate the cultures, histories, narratives, peoples, geographies, and arts of Africa and the African diaspora, providing opportunities for the campus community to engage creatively and intellectually with these various actors. The Griot also serves to enhance Bucknell's mission by directly addressing many of the objectives of the plan for Bucknell 2025, which is our charter blueprint of where we're headed as an institution around diversity and inclusiveness and of the universe. And thank you all to hear the Griot historian, cultural critic, indigenous artist, and collective spokesperson. So that's why this particular institute is called the Griot. We hope to bring to the campus and to the region a very rich understanding of the various cultures, art, literature, and productions of Africa and Africa-descended people.
Not everybody says that they wish to be expanded or to study this or to learn the legacy and history, but for those who do, those who really want to dig into this and learn what's in the programs and hear the music and study diversity and really embrace sort of our global footprint, explain that sense of accomplishment and belonging and explain why this is so attractive to so many people on campus.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's great question, Mark. Thank you. Since its founding, we have brought to campus some of the most iconic artists, intellectuals, figures, scholars, not just nationally but around the world to campus. And they help us to see the diversity, complexity, and richness of what people of African descent have done, have produced, helps us to understand and appreciate the various ways that people of African descent have contributed to various cultures, as well as to the United States, because this is where we're located, right here. So it's just being culturally literate and being aware of how it takes many different voices to appreciate and understand the richness of America. And this is one entry point to that overall mission.
What is the theme of the spring programs and the events and activities on that program?
Excellent. So the spring series, the title is called legacies, bridging centuries, and what carried forward, what carries forward. And what we're doing with this particular theme, basically, is that we're asking questions about legacies themselves. Why is it important to understand what has been preserved, how it's preserved, and how it informs our sense of identities today? And so we have invited to campus various scholars, figures, ranging from journalists, musicians, iconic authors, to talk about legacies in many different contexts. For example, one of our first events, which occurred in February, was titled Legacies of Race in Hollywood. And we had Eric Dagans, who's an author, journalist, and TV critic for NPR, in conversation with a professor of history and Asian and Asian American studies at Stony Brook University, whose name is Shirley Jennifer Lin, and the author of Anna May Wong, talk about the way Hollywood has presented certain racial groups and what has been left out and what do these particular images suggest about how we are entertained and how we're educated by Hollywood. We also have had in February a iconic premier scholar from Williams College, Joy James, talk about the 1969 Black Revolutionary Movement and some of the ways it was trying to create voices for the underclass and the underrepresented communities of Black America. And she set her talk within the context of fascism and within a European setting. Just recently this week, we had an alum, Dr. Bernice Edgehill-Walden, who is currently Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Northern Illinois University, and also, as I said, an alum, class of 87 at Bucknell, talk about the legacies of student activism on campus. And she was one of the major movers and shakers when she was a Bucknell student. And in terms of moving forward, we have upcoming in a couple of weeks, in March 22nd, Carrie Lynn Carrington, who's a three-time Grammy Award-winning drummer, composer, producer, and educator, who will first perform and then be in conversation with a Bucknell professor of music, Mikhail Bod, on the cultural transformation in jazz, how that provides a legacy for understanding transformation. So that has been our spring series.
Are there other events coming up? Her performance is coming up. Anything else on the agenda that's coming up?
Yes, there's one more that's not part of the spring series, but this is my special invitation to a colleague of mine, Anthony Penn, who's a renowned philosopher of religion and humanist, who will be speaking in April, I believe it's April 5th, on hip-hop culture and religion. And he teaches at Rice University, and it's going to be a really fascinating presentation on the intersection of popular culture and understanding religious ideas and innovations. Alongside of those are part of the formal programming. The Institute also sponsors programs on campus. We were pivotal in the two-week-long MLK celebration that began at the beginning of the spring semester in January. We have student interns who are participating in storytelling projects at Bucknell, and we co-sponsor a host of events as well as community events around different cultural forms of inclusivity and just promoting wonderful, also town-gown relations.
Well, please stay in touch about these activities and other events as Anthony Penn gets closer. Perhaps we can chat again and sort of dig into his legacy, maybe even speak to him, maybe put in a good word for us, and he'd agree to talk to us. Thank you so much for all you're doing and your help and this glimpse at the Griot Institute's work. You talk about legacy. Well, the legacy of the Griot Institute's work is posted at bucknell.edu. There are some available recordings, too, so you can see some past programs. Carol, anything to add to our discussion?
I just thank you again for this opportunity to talk a bit about the Griot Institute. You have just given the audience, the listening audience, where you can find out more about the Institute. You can go to the you can tap in by just Griot Institute. Bucknell University will take you to the web link, and you can read a lot about not just what's happening this year, but what has been going on in past years as well. It is the hub on Bucknell's campus of what we're calling thinking about the contributions of Black culture to America and around the globe. So thank you.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you. Thanks for enriching us with that invitation. I certainly hope a lot of folks take you up on that offer. Thank you for checking in. We'll talk again, and thanks for helping us stepping into the Griot Institute to keep that going as well. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. You have a good day, Mark. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye. That is Dr. Carol Wayne White, a professor, a former presidential professor of philosophy and religion at Bucknell, now the interim director of the Griot Institute for the Study of Black Lives and Cultures at Bucknell. Bucknell.edu/Griot, G-R-I-O-T. Good place to start a search for some of the information to which she referred.